Support for the Owsley Moment comes from Goyty Fine Art and Framing, making holiday gifts by transforming treasured objects from school days, vacations, and military service into wall hangings that can be enjoyed and passed down. More information is at GoytyFraming.com.
I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Sheila Mae Pinkel is a photographer, but she doesn't always use a camera. The David Owsley Museum of Art owns an example from her X-ray photogram series called Two Trout. This electric blue image reveals the skeletal structures of two fish that lay across the image horizontally. The upper trout faces left, while the lower trout faces right, and they are nestled together as if they are spooning. To create this image, Pinkel used a mammography machine at the Xerox Medical Research Facility in Pasadena, California. A mammography machine normally detects breast cancer. Before this series, Pinkel placed all sorts of objects, light bulbs, small sculptures, food like pasta and vegetables, flowers and fish, on a 10 by 13 inch charged selenium plate in a lead box. Next, she exposed the plate to electromagnetic X-rays. After the plate was exposed, she copied it in a Xerox machine, digitized the copy, and printed it using an inkjet printer. Pinkel said she used this unusual process because of its transformative ability to reveal the infinite potential for form and nature and to make visible the invisible. We'd like to thank Ball State student Jenny Pack for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.